This is the Mr. Chris M.I.E. podcast, episode number 21. Let's do this.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up, go up, go up, go up, go up.
Nothing can stop me, I'm all the way up.
What up, everybody in podcast land? How y'all doing? This is episode number 21 of the MIE Motivational Podcast. MIE stands for Motivate, Inspire, and Encourage. And that's what we try to do on these podcasts. Really pumped to do this one. Had a couple things happen. Couple dance lessons, teach life lessons that kind of came up and inspired this podcast. So let me just jump right in. So the title of this podcast is called The Other Thing. The Other Thing. I was listening to actually on my kind of accountability group that I'm with Breve University with Eric Thomas. Shouts out to ET. I was listening to one of the mastermind calls where, you know, different callers were in there, and there was a lady on there, and she said, I believe this story came from Bishop Jakes. She was listening to Bishop Jakes, and I think Bishop Jakes' son, and I don't want to butcher this story, but his son had said something to him about, you know, I don't know if it was where he should go to school or what he should do next, but it was something that he was about to do, and you know, he was kind of afraid to take that step. And I think he asked his dad, he was like, well, what happens if I follow this path and it isn't the thing that I want to do? And then she said that the bishop said to him that even if it isn't the thing, it might be the thing that leads to the thing. And so when I heard that, I was like, man, that's powerful right there, because immediately I just started thinking about all the things in my life that led to the thing that I'm currently doing now, which at the beginning, when I first started off on this wonderful journey of being in the entertainment business, in the dance business, and being an entrepreneur, I had no clue where it would take me. But I can tell you this, where I am right now in 2018 is a whole different place than I started when I was 18, when I graduated high school. But each one of the steps, each one of the things was the thing that led to the other thing. So I want to talk about the other thing because there's a couple things that kind of happened in my life that made me pay attention and recognize that, you know, a lot of us have talents, gifts, and abilities and things that we want to do. And sometimes it'll throw us when an opportunity comes that's not exactly what you think it should be. Like, you know, we get our minds kind of focused on an area or a goal or something that we want to achieve, and then something else will happen. And I'm not even talking about the something else that's way out in left field or that's not, you know, doesn't have anything to do with what you do. I'm talking about the ones that are close to what you want to do, but it's not exactly what you want to do. And it challenges us to do something a little different. But then after we do that, we kind of look back and realize, like, wow, if I wouldn't have done that thing, it wouldn't have opened up the door for this thing. So the thing that kind of sparked this whole thing, I keep saying thing a lot, is we just took a trip to Atlanta. And on this particular trip, we did not take it wasn't a studio trip, so we didn't compete any numbers. There were no dances. It was just strictly for our daughters, which we have three of them, to take class, to train, and to also have a shot at a scholarship. So at these dance conventions, and we were at this particular one was called the Nouveau Convention. Shout out to Nouveau. But you get a chance, like after you train in all these styles, you know, ballet, tap, hip hop, ballroom, contemporary, jazz, musical theater, you train in all these things from the best teachers in the country, And then the whole time while you're doing it, you're wearing a number. So on the number, the teachers are taking notes about what you do in class, your good habits, your bad habits. And then at the end, you know, they give out scholarships. Some of those scholarships, like our oldest daughter, she, you know, got like a $40,000 scholarship to a college. And I think they have a location in LA and New York. So at each one of these, there's different things that you can win scholarships for. You can get it for colleges. You can get it for the next Nouveau convention can be paid for, which like my youngest daughter, she got that. She's like 7 and she got the, it's called the Weekend Warrior. And they gave her a scholarship where the next Nouveau convention she goes to, it's free because she worked hard at this particular convention and she stood out. And it's so funny, like that is a whole nother podcast, just because I can remember going down there and my wife, you know, she has these like, these intuitions where she'll be like, you know, make sure you get to the front of the room, because she's 7 and she's the smallest. So she's like, you know, there's not going to be a lot of people your age, because we originally, you know, needed to sign her up for the peewees, but peewees don't get a shot at the scholarship, like the minis, and it costs like an extra $50. And we, you know, my wife and I looked at each other, we was like, you know what, it's worth it, because what if she gets a scholarship? But that means that she's gonna have to step in the room with, oh, like the minis are older than her. She's gonna be the youngest one. And so it's gonna be a challenge. It's gonna be difficult. But then, you know, my wife's like, go in there. And then, you know, my daughter has like real curly hair. And a lot of times, like for ballet class, when we're in dance class in general, the hair is up and the ponytail. My wife, you know, it hits her. She's like, you know, take your hair down. We're going to put a headband on. I want them to remember. They're going to look and be like, the little girl with the cute hair, and they got the curls and she's dancing. Right. But see, all this is important when you talk about preparing for the thing. The thing or the other thing. So we're going down there with one intention. And, you know, we had to make a switch. We had to call an audible. So she gets in there, and sure enough, I mean, she's in those classes. We had their lunches packed, made sure we put, you know, some fruits in there, make sure they stay hydrated. She's in there dancing her behind off. And at the end of it all, she gets one of the biggest scholarship awards there. And when I saw that, I just thought back to, at the beginning, we were at the table, and we were like, should we move her up? Should we take the challenge of the other thing? The first thing is the minis. We're comfortable in the minis. I mean, the peewees. But what happens if we jump out there and try to move her up to the minis? And it was a challenge, but she did it. She got the scholarship. So it just brought out, like, there was a whole bunch of lessons that weekend in Atlanta. But another one that stood out was I gave this big speech even before we get there. I had a family meeting in the dining room. And I gave a big speech about this trip to Atlanta is basically, this is not going to be an easy trip for mom and dad. So this, like, it happened at the end of the month. And the finances were all budgeted out. We had, you know what I mean? And it just, it didn't make sense. We basically didn't have the money to go to take this trip. But we were like, you know what? It's important for, if this is what they want to do, then we want to show them not just go after what you love, and which is important. But the other thing is, like, both my wife and I both, you know, we're in the entertainment business. We traveled and did it. And so there's some lessons in there that we want them to learn about, you know, being tough and pushing through sometimes when you don't have the means to get it done. Because we've done it plenty. I mean, I caught the Greyhound to LA. I'm like, you know, we're going to make it. We're going to get a record deal, me and some friends of mine. You know what I mean? So just having that grit, that grind. And I was like, so we want them to see it. But I want them to know. I don't want them to be spoiled and just think like, oh, we're about to go and spend all of this money for this convention. And you just think it's easy. Like, so we let them know this is not an easy thing. But if this is what you want to do, we are going to invest in you. And basically all we want in return is when you get in that room, You need to dance your little behind off and do what you say you want to do. That'll make it all worth it. Don't go down there and whine about what you don't want to do and you tired. No. If we're going to invest in you, then you got to show up at the classroom. And that's it. I don't really care if you, I mean, I would love for you to get a scholarship. But if you don't, if you leave the weekend and it's just like, I grew as a dancer, I enjoyed the classes, I feel like I'm better for it. And I did the audition, whether I got it or not, I did it and I gave 100%. That's all I need. Because sometimes all you got to do is position yourself for the thing and then let it happen. But you got to go into it with that mindset. So we had this talk. We talked about it. So when my little one got the scholarship, I just remember thinking, like, even if we do the minis, it's going to be hard for us, it's going to be challenging, but she stepped up to the plate. So something happened when we was down there. My wife and I, we actually dropped them off, so it was like the first time, like, we normally are kind of there, like, outside the classroom, and if they want water, we can give it to them. So, but my wife packed all of their stuff, so, like, because, you know, especially for our oldest ones about to go off to college, she'll be a senior next year, it's like, you know, we got to start teaching you how to be independent and how to get out and fend for yourself in the dance environment. Now, there's other parents there, there's teachers there. It's a great environment, but you still don't want to be spoiled by mom and dad. You want to be able to handle your business. If you need water, get a water bottle. The water bottle runs out, you go fill it up with the water fountain. You know what I mean? And just know how to do these things for survival. And so we were there, and it's one particular day we dropped them off, and we were like, okay, we're going to go. You know, I had to get a tire put on my car and, you know, just get some things done. And we get a call from our oldest daughter, and she's like, the next class, and my wife's just kind of checking in, how is it? How was class? It was great. She was like, the next one, though, is ballroom, and I don't want to do it. So immediately, as soon as I heard that, I'm driving, I heard that conversation, I'm like, oh, we've already dealt with this. We had this conversation before. We're not doing this. We're not doing this what I don't want to do thing, because we went out of our way to make this Atlanta trip happen. So you got to deliver on your, you going to need to want to do everything is what I'm saying. And so, but I didn't say any of this. I'm just listening because my wife is handling all this. And she told her the same thing. No, you're going to get in there and you're going to get in there and kill it. And she, I don't want to do it. And then her main thing was that she, you know, I don't know who's going to be in there. I don't know, you know, what's going to happen. And I don't have my shoes, and, you know, just a whole bunch of things. And then, so they go through this big conversation, and then, sure enough, she's like, no, I want you in there. Get in that room, take that class. You gotta be, and again, brought back the title of this podcast, The Other Thing. See, because ballroom, at our dance studio, we don't have any ballroom classes. We don't train them. Now, the good part is, we have trained them with partnering. You know, because there's some guys in our studio, so the girls get the partner. But yet, ballroom is its own thing. It's its own style. And it was something different. It was the other thing. Not the thing that she's comfortable with, not contemporary and hip-hop, but it's the other thing. And so, once that whole thing happened, and then she did do it, and she's, you know, at the end, she was like, yeah, I'm glad I did it. I had fun. You know what I mean? Like, it's a whole nother world, and I seen her kind of talking about the different styles, and she was like, you know, just going through it. But I can see it was an experience that she needed. And so it's an experience that, you know, when you look at things like doing something new, something different, you know what I mean? The other thing, it's an experience that we all need, because if not, then there's no growth. So, but what I want to talk about in this podcast is the reasons we don't embrace the other thing. Because all of us, no matter what you do, just like I say, dance lessons teach life lessons. It's not just about the dance, but it's the life lesson that's in the dance. You know what I mean? It's not the moves, but it's the life lessons that are in there. So I want to talk about reasons we, you know, myself included, don't embrace the other thing. Like, whatever that other thing is, why don't we embrace it? So here it is. Number one, one reason we don't embrace it is we feel like we're not prepared. Just like I said. With Jonna, first thing she said was, I don't have my shoes. right? And for ballroom, they needed, you know, I think it was heels for that one. Didn't pack, got my ballet shoes, got my tap shoes, got my hip hop shoes, no ballroom shoes. So don't need to take it. You know what I mean? My wife's still like, nope, you're gonna get in there with no shoes and kill it and make them be like, oh man, can you imagine if she had on shoes though? Right? So, but how many times do we go through feeling like not prepared? How many times do we go, forget about just the ballroom shoes, just in general. When we, you know, I know I deal a lot with whenever it's like even this podcast, like this podcast, the MIE podcast, is the other thing for me because it came out of, I was doing a hip hop dance podcast. I'm talking about on this podcast, if you listen to this, you listen to me talk about dance moves, how to do the wave, how to glide. You listen to me break down shows like World of Dance and find techniques in there that we can use for our classes. And then I jump out there and do the MIE podcast because it was the other thing. But my wife, when she heard it, she was like, I like the MIE better than your other podcast. You know, that's the one I prefer. And I was tripping because I'm like, that's that only reason I did the MIE is because there's so many inspirational stories. And when I'm doing my other podcast, I'll get stuck on one of these stories because I just love it. I love when I see things that inspire me and I like to share it. So I'm like, I'll get stuck on it. Don't even go back to my point. You got 30 minutes of me ranting about, you know, some positivity, getting inspired, and forget that we're talking about, you know, popping and locking, right? So, but I wasn't prepared, or I felt like I wasn't prepared. I was like, I'm prepared. I can do the hip hop dance podcast, but I don't know if I have what it takes to be a speaker. You know what I mean? A motivational speaker. I don't know about that. I don't know if that's my thing. My wife's like, you do it all the time though. Like when you're at the studio and you're talking to the kids, that's what these speeches are. Like you try to inspire them, you try to motivate them and encourage them. And we do it daily. It's our life. So you know what I mean? Don't think that if you don't have, you know, I'm like, I don't have the right microphone and I don't have the right equipment to do the podcast and I don't have the right degree. And you know what I mean? Whatever it is, don't let that stop you. That one reason of that we don't embrace that other thing because we feel like we're not prepared for it. Don't let that stop you because you have to realize that. And I had to realize that everything you need, you have. Let me say that again. That's good. Everything you need, you already have. It's in you. Just like I said, especially if it's not something way out of, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I know I'm not going to be a professional baseball player right now, right? That's way out of my league. I'm not going to put in the training. I'm not going to do any of that. That doesn't have anything to do with where I'm going right now. Now, there was a time where I wanted to play baseball when I was younger, but that dream is gone. But if you tell me that it's something within what I love to do and I'm going now, but all I have to do is kind of shift my thinking, then no, I'm not gonna let me feeling like I'm not prepared or I'm not qualified stop me, because you gotta have that confidence knowing that you have what it takes. So that's number one. Number two, if you got your Evernote, write it down, take it down, it's good. Number two, the second reason we don't embrace that other thing is because, I mean, we get comfortable in our little box. Most definitely. We definitely get comfortable in our little box. Whatever we're used to doing, whatever it is that we're good at, that we feel like that's our zone, that's our vibe. I mean, let's just be honest. It gets comfy. It's a little scary to step outside of the box. So my man, Michael at the studio, I have one of my students, I was talking to my man the other day. He is about to graduate, senior in high school, senior at the dance studio, get ready to go out into the world and do his thing. And I started actually training him right, I think it was in eighth grade, and then all through high school, myself and my wife are at the studio. And you know, he's the young man has a great story behind him, great journey. He's a great dancer. But the one thing that kind of stands out, like when I talk about him and I actually having a conversation right now, where he is a natural hip hop dancer. right? He just kills it. He can freestyle like nobody's business. This dude got moves that's crazy. Been doing this since he was little. But when he came to the studio, he trained in all these other styles, which was a part of his scholarship that he hadn't done before. Now, some of you that heard some of the past episodes of MIE, you hear me talk about Michael and Kenneth, two of our boys, and talk about how they, you know, go into these conventions and then they get, you know, these scholarships for things that they didn't know how to do before they came to the studio. So same thing about this one. So we, you know, we're talking to Michael and I'm like, this is your last year, so I think you need to switch it up. And instead of doing a hip-hop solo, now he's already done, we've competed a couple of times already. We have another one coming up in Atlanta. I was like, why don't you do a contemporary solo? And the reason I say that is because he has trained in contemporary dance, and he kills that too. As a matter of fact, I personally think when people see him doing a different style, the other thing that we're talking about here, they give him so much props and they go bananas, because you can't believe that it's a kid that does hip hop naturally and then he's coming into another style and he's murdering that. But for Michael, I know most definitely 100% that he's comfortable in his hip hop realm. He's comfortable doing what he knows he can do. But I see it, my wife can see it from an outside perspective, and we're like, yeah, you are great at hip hop. But it's that other thing that you know, should give it a shot at, because you're great at that as well. And so when we just did this Ash competition, he got another scholarship. So before last year, he got one in musical theater. So you talk about this hip-hop dancer that's bananas, and then the musical theater teacher was like, you know what, this kid has potential. I'm going to give him a scholarship. So the same thing happened at this one, but this time it's in tap dance. He comes in, and then the year before, he didn't even have his tap shoes, and he wouldn't go into class because, back to my first point, he was like, I don't have my shoes, so I'm not taking class. Don't have any tap shoes. And I told him even then, I was like, bruh, you got to take advantage of these great teachers, and because it helps you to grow as a dancer, as an individual, and you just never know what that leads to. You can't miss one class. When you sign up and you pay your money to do these conventions, you got to soak it all in, because there's so much information. So he did get his tap shoes finally, and then for this convention he was ready. He goes in the tap shoe and he gets a scholarship from the tap teacher, and I posted on my Instagram. If you go to my Instagram at Mr. Chris Hip Hop, and also go to the studio, Nashville School of Dance and Music, you'll see it on there. My man Greg Russell, shout out to Greg, great tap teacher, great communicator. But he goes through this whole thing, and I just start recording when he was doing scholarships. I didn't know if any of our people would get one or not, but I was like, let me record, because it's gonna be magic. I feel some magic happening. So I'm recording, and finally he starts talking, and he was like, you know, goes through this whole thing about who he's going to give a scholarship to. And he's like, there's this kid in my class. And the main thing he said on there, you'll see it on the clip on my Instagram, he says, he told him, we're not just hip hop dancers, contemporary dancers, tap dancers, ballet dancers, but we're dancers. And pretty much your work ethic that you put in as a dancer is where you're going to be rewarded. And he was like, and so I'm giving my scholarship to Michael Gladney. And then I was like, what? A tap scholarship. So it's just confirmation that, you know what, you don't, I know we're all, we, trust me, we naturally want to get snug in our comfort zone. But sometimes it's the other thing that leads to the thing that you're trying to get to that you don't even know. Like Michael didn't have a clue that he was gonna leave with a tap scholarship. Now, you keep following that, you have no clue where that's gonna lead you. But you'll look back and you go, man, I remember I started off as a hip hop dancer, but then, you know, I come in, I got a musical theater scholarship, I got a tap scholarship. So now, and I don't know, you write the story. You know, the story, he's still on this chapter of his book. When he graduates, it'll be able to tell you like his next step and how you look back at the one before. But I'm just saying, like, I can relate to that comfort. You know what I mean? That being in that box of what you do, because I was the same way, you know, and still struggle with it to this day. Like every time I think I'm doing something, like a door will always open up where it's like, yeah, but you can also do this. And why don't you try it? Don't be afraid. Don't think that you're not prepared enough. Don't get too comfortable where you are, because It's time to grow. So that's the second one. Number two, that's the second reason we don't embrace that other thing that can lead to the thing sometimes. And then number three, my last one. Last one is we don't give it that extra little push when the struggle is real. Oh, I'm going to say that again. We don't give it that. It, sometimes just a little. We just need a little bit. But that extra little push when the struggle gets real. Because guess what? The thing that we're talking about, no matter how you look at it, the other thing or the thing that you have, if you're trying to get anywhere, guess what? It's not going to be easy. There are going to be some challenges, no matter what. If you, the minute you decide, I'm getting up and I'm going after my dreams, then you just signed up for some obstacles. I'm just going to put it honestly. I mean, as soon as you decide that, obstacles are coming. It's not going to be an easy road to whenever you try to grow as an individual. But sometimes when the struggle gets real, because the struggle is real, it's real out there in them streets. When it gets real, sometimes you need just a little extra push. And here's the cool part too. So even when you don't have it in you to give that extra push, sometimes it's going to be some people around you that believe in you, that care about you, and they're going to challenge you. They're going to call you out, and they're going to encourage you, motivate you, inspire you to take that step. Sometimes if you don't have it in you, you can just lean on what they say. You can be like, what they said. What they had said was get up and do this. And so I don't necessarily feel like I can do it, but I'm going to recognize that there's people around me that care about me. I'm going to pay attention to that, and I'm going to listen to them. And sometimes that's all you need to get you through. And then when you do it, you'll be like, oh, my God, I'm so glad I did that. I'm so glad you pushed me to do that. I'm so glad I challenged myself. So last story I'm going to tell you. This one just happened yesterday. Our middle daughter is auditioning for an art school. Right. So it's a big deal. It's a big deal. You know, this is like going, once you get into high school, if you start, you know, you audition for an art school, you're kind of saying like, I want to go this way. I want to pursue this. I want to dig into this deeper. But there's a lot of people out there auditioning. So, I mean, and auditions in general are just, you get nervous. I mean, you know what I mean? It's lots of feelings and anxiety. And so anyway, we're talking to her, getting her ready, and, you know, even the night before, mom's, you know, giving her broccoli. She's got to eat, got to stay hydrated, because she has this thing, like, if when you combine, like, anxiety and not eating, like, whenever it's, like, a competition or something like that, you know, she'll just be so in a, you know, just in a bundle, just so anxious about what's about to happen, and then she won't eat, won't do it, and then she passes out. So what happened is, this time, she went to this audition. She passes out. I drop her off, and I go out, and I'm about 15 minutes away, and I get a call from the older sister. She's like, we got to come get her. Yeah, she passed out. They're giving her food and water now. You know, she got her number, got ready to stand in line, passed out. So I'm like, oh, so I'm rushing back. And then the teachers get on, they're freaking out. They're like, do we need to call an ambulance? And I'm like, no, I mean, she's done this before. So just as long as, you know, keep her safe, whatever, and I'll be there. I got her home, you know, in the car, and I was talking. I was like, did you eat? Did you eat any breakfast? No. Any water? No. I was like, and, you know, I was like, you can't do that to yourself. So, but me, I'm like, I'm the softie of the family when it comes to, you know, because we have all girls, they all dance, and they're all my babies. So it's like, I'm like, you know, let's get home, let's get into some covers, let's get you, can you eat? She's like, I can eat a little bit. I'm like, let's get you some oatmeal, get you some water, stay hydrated, and just rest. And you know what? The opportunity, you know, may come again. You know what I mean? It's unfortunate, it's sad that you didn't make it this audition, but you know what? I mean, I got to get my babies nice and snug. Well, my wife comes along, and she finds it, and we were talking about it yesterday, because she was like, sometimes when I need that strength to push the kids, it's there, like, to deliver it. But then afterwards, when I think about it, then I'm like, oh, God, I can't believe I did that. I know that's probably hard for them. But my wife wasn't having it. She let her rest and recoup and whatever. And then she contacted the teacher and was like, you know, our daughter passed out. You know, are you doing any more auditions? He was like, yeah, we're actually doing one at 1 o'clock later today. So it's still a couple hours away. So I had no clue. I was just thinking, like, she's in there, she's good, she's rested. She passed out. It was unfortunate, but, you know, and I left it at that. This is what I'm talking about this extra push. Watch this. His wife comes in, and she's like, no, Like, how do you feel? She's like, I feel good. She ate, hydrated, ready to go. There's nothing wrong. She didn't pass out and hit her head and was bleeding everywhere. She fainted because she didn't nourish herself. And there's a lot of stress and anxiety involved. And then she said, if you're all right, I'm going to suggest that we get back up and go at it again. Now, I'm going to tell you, my first reaction is I was like, oh, my goodness. I was like, and I think I even said, like, don't you think she needs to rest a little bit longer? I mean, but I'm the softy when it comes to my girl. So it's like, no, she was like, and the more I thought about it, I was like, that's exactly what she needs to do. I wish I'd have thought of it myself, but my wonderful wife did. And that's why we balance each other. That's why we're a good team. But yeah, I was like that. I mean, if you're good, because see what happened is, you know, it's just like when your kids are sick. You know, for some of you out there that have kids, you know, like if they're sick, 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 they're on the couch and they ain't doing nothing, or they're in the bed and they're out. You know, then can I have some orange juice? But if it's just they're just not feeling good and by noon they'll be over it, then what they're going to do is they're going to be jumping around the living room having a good old time. I thought you were sick. I'm like, no, I'm good now, you know. So she told us that if you're feeling good, we're going to she kind of at first was like, I don't want to go back and be cutting it. Check this out. The reason was because she was like, it's embarrassing because everybody saw me pass out, and they're gonna be like, you're the girl that passed out. But then, you know, I thought about it and I jumped in and I was like, your mom's right though. Because if you think about it, those are the people that you remember, like even on these shows like American Idol and So You Think You Can Dance and all of these audition shows where it's like they show the dancers and the singers and things happen. Life happens. You get knocked down. There's challenges. But you remember the ones that are like, oh my God, you know, I have the flu, but I'm going to do this audition anyway. And you're pulling for them. You don't even know why you're pulling for them, but you're pulling for them because they gave it that extra little push. And it's something in all of us that we get pumped when, because we can see ourselves in that. We're like, yes. Like if you got any kind of fight in you, you can relate to that. So that's how I was with my daughter yesterday and my wife. I was like, your mom's right. You know what I mean? If you're good to go, you know what I mean? If you've eaten something, you're hydrated, then I back her 100% and we'll support you. We will walk you in there. I'll hold you, do whatever we got to do. But for you, and my wife said this to her, she's like, this moment can define you. It will define. You will not forget this. You won't. You'll remember, I was embarrassed, and I passed out, but I you know, the story's either going to be, you know, I went home and I got snug in the covers, or I went and I gave it an extra push and I booked the audition. And so, I mean, I was like 100%. So we did. We got her ready. We took her in there and she did the thing. She went and killed it. She was wonderful. Right. And then I was like, and it's only going to be a short amount of time. You come back home. You can relax. We was like, whatever you want for dinner, it's all you, babe, because you gave it that extra push. And that's all we need sometimes. I was the same way. I had a friend of mine that his name was Andy. Shout out to Andy. I remember he came to me when, you know, I was in my box. At the time, I was dancing backup for Nicole C. Mullen. This fool comes to me. He's like, yo, Missy Elliott is having an audition in Atlanta, and she's looking for the triple threat, somebody that can sing, rap, and dance. He was like, I think that's you. Now, at the time, you know, we were both rapping together in the group. I was dancing for Nicole. Hadn't sang in a long time, but he was like, you got it all. And my first thing was, I was like, comfortable. I was in my box. Didn't want to give it that little push. I was like, I'm good where I am, you know. But he was like, no, bro, I'm telling you, you know, you got it. I'm going to take you. I'll do everything to get you down there. And he did. He took me down there, and we went, and I did the audition. And right there, and like, I don't even think the show didn't even come out. But the fact that that was a challenging time in my life where I had to give it that little extra push. And then, you know, I'm doing all of that today. Singing, rapping, dancing, speaking, everything. But it's like, can you give it that extra push? And even when you can't, will you listen to those that are around you that love you enough to give that push for you? All right, so let's do a quick recap. three reasons why we don't embrace that other thing that can lead to the thing is, number one, we feel like we aren't prepared. Don't have our shoes, don't have the right voice, the right look, the right style. But I'm here to tell you, everything you need, you have. Number two, we get comfortable in our little box, right? We get, you know, just like my man Michael, and it's, you know, like I said, he's a hip-hop dancer. But I'm like, there's people around you letting you know you don't just do hip-hop. You can do musical theater, you can do ballet, you can do contemporary, and they're going to scholarship you to show you that. Sometimes you don't even see it in yourself, but when somebody else can see it, sometimes you got to move it. So don't get comfortable in your box. Listen to those things around you. Listen to those people. Move outside that comfort zone. And the last one, number three, is when the struggle gets real. And guess what? It will. It will get real. It's going to get hard. You might fail the first time, but get back up. But when it gets real, just give it that little extra push. And you'll thank yourself afterwards. And if you don't have it in you, I guarantee you, if you're going after something, there's somebody that can encourage you. And if not, you know what? You have me. Use my voice. And I'm speaking right to you right now. Take that little extra step. You got it in you. I know it's hard. I know it's crazy. I know, you know what I mean? You might have to face it, you know, an embarrassing moment and go back and face that. But guess what? You can do this. You can do this. So it's your boy, Mr. Chris, in the building. This is episode number 21. Thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast. Like, comment, subscribe, share. Do all those good things. Leave me 5 stars. It helps the podcast get better. And yes, on that note, have a wonderful, blessed rest of your day. And I am out.
No matter what, got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up, go up, go up, go up, go up.
Nothing can stop me, I'm all the way up.